Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs bringing this back. It's called Time is Tight. That's a great instrumental. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pat Sigmund is here. Patricia Sigmund is the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. And she's a great member of our Brain Trust. And you can find her on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. The body of work that she's deposited with us, and she's joined us in our Brain Trust. So go there and check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. All the other things that are there. My books are there. The newsletter is there. The poll question, we ask a different question every week. We try to inform you and educate you and entertain you as best we can. So check that out. We update the website every day. Pat Sigmund, thanks for hanging out with us. We were talking about, in the previous segment, you were telling us about how you're helping customers not only determine where their customers are coming from, but you're helping them to understand that there's a shift going on. And Pat, this is all part of what I'm calling the age of the customer. The old ways customers came to you was the age of the seller. In the age of the customer, customers have more control over who they do business with and how they do business with you. And they're finding the people they want to do business with through, as you said, through the internet and associated applications. And you talked about the AdWords, buying keywords, search engine optimization, etc. And you talked about being on the first page. One of the things I want to make sure people realize, and we've talked about this before, Pat, is that if you're in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and you want to do business with people in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and you sell whatever you sell, you don't have to be on the number one page for the world. You only have to be on the number one page for what you sell in Sheboygan, right?
Yeah, if that's your business, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes it's by product, sometimes it's location, depending on what you do. But certainly consumer products, a lot of times, you know, plumbers and different things like that, it's very geographically located.
But if I typed in business consultants in period, your name might not come up on the top of that list, Pat. But if I typed in business consultants in New Jersey, you would probably be on the first page. And so that's my point, is if I'm in New Jersey and I need a business consultant, then I don't need the world's business consultant. I need one nearby.
Yeah, if that's what you're and if you're not coming up with an SEO, if that's not the keyword you've been using,
right,
then you can create Google Ads to do it. And you know, that's one thing that's going on. The other thing,
can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
In the last segment, you talked about Google Ads, and you talked about how expensive they are. The local search ads are not as expensive.
Correct. And, well, it depends on your competition, which is so clever as Google can be.
Right.
You know, what drives the price up? How many people want to place
bidding.
That ad with that
mm-hmm.
name?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if you're doing it for that town that you mentioned, which I don't know how to say it, you're not going to have a lot of competition concentrating on that. But if you're doing it for something like, you know, like SAP software, you have to hone in on a different name in order not to pay a big dollar amount for each click.
But see, people are getting smart about this. I mean, consumers, mm-hmm. customers are getting smart about this. They're realizing, okay, if I want to refine my search, I need to put in what I want, where I want to get it, and be a little more specific, and they know Google capability will give me a better result, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, that's how it happens.
And that's to the advantage of Main Street small businesses, isn't it?
Yes. And I like to talk to a new customer that comes in and says, I found you on blah, blah. This is what mm-hmm. I looked for, and this is how I found mm-hmm. you. And it gives you an idea of what people are looking for. The other thing I wanted to mention is the small business people are going crazy with LinkedIn and finessing it and learning how to absolutely use it for free and mm-hmm. get customers, new employees.
What's the trick with LinkedIn?
There's so many tricks, but I just met with someone this week, and their trick was they join endless groups, like all kinds of groups, like sales. This is like a sales team, so they are in every kind of sales group that you can find.
There's right.
long lists of groups. Then the guy is telling us how they put out their interesting tidbits for other mm-hmm. people to be reading, not mm-hmm. come and buy me tidbits.
Right.
CRM company. It is.
Contributing content.
They put interesting content. So they put out a little interesting content with a WebEx. They had 600 people sign up for it from
wow.
all the groups that they belong to. So it's a whole effort to join all these groups. Then it's easy to post this little thing in all the groups.
Right.
All these people sign up. They're interested in the topic, but really, of course, the company is trying to sell to them. So then mm-hmm. now they have a group of interested people, and they start marketing to them, nurture marketing. And that's just how it's happening. And that's an example of how people are using LinkedIn to interest other people who might be potential customers, and then mm-hmm. that's their prospect list.
Because they've joined these communities, and they've been given permission to connect with people in those communities.
Yeah.
But they have not been given permission to abuse the communities by being crassly commercial.
Right. So
which is what
they
you,
put out
is,
topic.
Right.
They interest people in the topic. And really, what they really want to do is sell them, in this case, they want to sell them CRM software to keep
right.
track of their leads.
But they first became attractive to the community by being a thought leader first, didn't they?
Correct.
Yeah. That's it, folks. Pat, give us your website quickly, please.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
Her book is called 6 Steps to Creating Profit. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Got a black magic
woman. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.